Goes along with what Steve was preaching about this morning. Wonderful sermon, by the way. That Jesus had it all. I mean, as God of the universe, he had it all. He had everything, right? And yet he chose to empty himself and take on the form of a servant. So out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Let's sing this song, and then we'll Brother Bill will come forward and lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll go down the list behind me.
My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and myrrh their texture fills. His fragrance brings to this heart of mine, with joy by me.
Let's all pray together. Our Father in heaven, we are amazed at what heaven must be like. For what is revealed in your word, it is beyond our understanding. And yet to think that your Son was willing to come and leave those ivory palaces, that amazing glory and wonder and life forever, to come to this world of woe, dear Lord, and not only to be here and walk among us all and be an example for you, but Lord, that he sunk to the lowest of humility and washed those feet of his disciples, and Lord, finally allowing himself to be taken and abused and hung upon the cross and die there. Father, we are amazed at such love. It is wonderful to us, dear Lord. And we pray, dear Lord, it would empower us to lead lives of commitment to you from the heart, searching in the same spirit of love how we might return to you just something of what you've given to us. And Father, we do ask you together as your family at this place that we might be a body of Christians that are serving you and doing your will and shining your light to those around us. Amen. And Father, we pray that each day we might be striving to grow closer and closer to the image of your Son, for you've given us such a clear picture of him in your word. Amen. And it's amazing to see how wonderful he is and how wonderful we can be if we will strive to be more like him. And Father, all this we do to your glory, and all we ask is you help us along this way, that you would help us to grow, and you would help us to take the talents that you've given us so richly and use them, dear Lord, in a loving way to do your will and to serve those around us. Father, we're asking that you would help those that are suffering. We have so many here, a number with serious illnesses. Lord, bless those who are struggling with leukemia, dear Lord. Lift up Matt Lofgren, our brother, dear Lord, and give him healing and strength and deliverance from his disease. Amen. Continue to strengthen Karen, dear Lord, and we've been encouraged with the good news that she is responding so well to the treatment she's received that these are such an encouraging things to hear. We pray, Lord, you would heal her. And Father, we pray that you would be with our brother Keith, who is about midway in his stay down there at the Cancer Care Alliance. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to serve him in whatever way we can by visiting or staying there to help him for a period of time, whatever the family needs. Father, strengthen us to that goal of helping and lifting him up and encouraging him. We pray you heal him, dear Lord. And Father, we are saddened to hear of the struggle that Jeff has been going through this last few days, especially with the pain that is still undiagnosed. Father, we pray that you would reveal to the doctors what is his illness or what is his malady, and that they would be able to treat it. Or Lord, that you would just bypass the doctors and that you would lift him up to health. Amen. That you would strengthen him and give him peace and comfort, that you would take away his cancer. And Father, we ask this in faith, knowing that you can do this. Father, we are grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're grateful, Father, that you have shared that, seen fit that we all could hear that and respond in faith. Father, this morning we're so encouraged when our brother Dan came forward and let us all know that he's decided to turn away from a life of unfaithfulness and be a dedicated child of yours. Amen. Father, we are lifted up, and we pray, dear Lord, that you would strengthen this man and that you would help him to grow in faith and in the good works that he can do for you. Help us, Father, to be an encouragement and a help to him. Lord, we're thankful for this family of Christians. We appreciate so much your will, your plan of seeing to it that we do not have to be an island to ourselves, but that we have a family of believers that can love and serve and help, encourage and be encouraged. Father, your ways are marvelous and beyond our understanding, and we thank you that we can have such an encouragement from each other. Father, we pray at this time that you would receive our words of praise and adoration, that we would lift you up and glorify you and be encouraged while we are doing this. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 46, verses 1 to 11. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar, and the kingdom stuttered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures.
Amen.
Verse 5:61. When he
Thou hast sought me to
At the encouragement of a sister, I'm going to start this off, and I know that we know this. I'm just not sure I'm the one to lead it. No, do so. Try again sometime. Number 751. Since it was selected twice, I'll sing it once.
Bye.
Let's all bow our heads. Our great Almighty God, we come to you tonight as a family, trying to express our love for you, our appreciation for you. You are certainly worthy of all the honor and glory that we can bestow upon you. And we pray that you will listen to our prayer tonight, and we know that you will, and we're so grateful to have this blessing to communicate with you, to share our thoughts with you, to share our desires with you, to share our needs with you. You know all, but it is good for us that we can talk with you and to humble ourselves before you. We're grateful, God, for this church, this place that we can all gather and encourage one another as we seek to glorify you. And we pray that you will bless our leaders here, Bill and Andrew, and give them wisdom, give them strength to do the difficult job they have. Help us to pay them the respect and honor that they deserve. We're thankful for the deacons and their difficult job and their work that they do to help this church. We ask your blessing upon them as well. We thank you for all the men and women that teach classes and put in the time to prepare lessons from your word. We're grateful for all the men that serve in a public capacity here, be it prayers, serving on the Lord's table, leading songs. We're thankful for all the men and women that serve one another here behind the scenes, that visit, that call, that make meals, that pray, that show their love for the brother and sister here. It is truly a blessing to be a part of your family here. We do pray that we will be here for many, many years, seeking to glorify you, seeking to worship you as you would have yourself be worshiped. We're thankful for Jeff and the work that he does here. Please continue to bless him as our evangelist. Thankful for Roger and the work that he does here with us. We're thankful for Steve and his gracious words that he has spoken to us these past 2 weeks. We pray that you'll bless him and his work down in Oregon. Pray your blessing upon all the men that preach your word throughout this country, throughout this world, in the many different circumstances they might encounter. The good and the bad, we're grateful for their dedication, for their drive to proclaim your word. We ask a blessing, God, upon all those that were mentioned in Bill's prayer. In addition to those, we pray for the Ratliffs. Tom has been going through such a difficult time these last few years. We do pray that you might ease his suffering, that he and Hazel might be able to once again worship with us. We pray for the Despains and their old age. We pray for Cheryl Mattingly and her continuing battle with MS. We want to remember Linda Mahil and Marcus Franklin and Sandra Waite and all those that are in Elsie's family with the loss of her so recently. It is such a blessing to have known Elsie, and we look forward to being with her one day. Amen. We pray for Mary Hall and her loss that she suffered just a few months ago. Continue to be with her and the Grandquists and all of Bill's family. We look forward to seeing him again. We pray for Carl and Bev and the loss of Carl's father, and we pray for Carl's mother. Be with all of them and comfort them and help us to be a comfort to them as well. Continue to be with all those who've lost loved ones in the last few years. I can't imagine losing a spouse and the difficulty it must be, especially those that were married for decades. We thank you for marriage and the wonderful union it is. And we do pray that you will bless all those that are married here, that we might, as husbands, be the kind of husbands that our wives need to be and that you want us to be. We pray for our wives that they might be pleasing to you with that gentle and quiet spirit that you hold so dear. We thank you, God, for the fathers and mothers in this congregation. Bless them in their difficult task of raising children. Give them wisdom, give them patience, give them strength to endure the difficulties of that challenge. We thank you, God, for the children of this congregation and the joy that they bring to our lives. We thank you for their laughter and their smiling faces and their innocence. Help us to be more like them. We thank you, God, most of all for Jesus Christ. It's hard to imagine him being willing to leave the glory of heaven and to be on this earth as a man. To be born as a child is just more than I can really wrap my head around. And to enter this world in such a humble way and to grow up as we grow up and to mature as we mature and to be challenged as we're challenged. We're so grateful that he was willing to do all that. And we're grateful for your long suffering with us, God, as we try to become more like him each day. Help us with this endeavor. We know you will. Help us, though, to yield our wills to your will, that we might be more mindful of those around about us and their needs and less concerned about our needs. We know that you will take care of us. Give us wisdom as we encounter the challenges of this life. Help us grow. Help us to be pleasing to you. We pray that all the singing done here tonight is pleasing to you, and we're so grateful to have that gift of song. We're so thankful to be able to be a part of this family and to encourage one another with these words. Thank you, God, again, for Jesus Christ, most of all. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'll be reading the entirety of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect divine, visions of
Blue Book, 749. This is a song we sang at the gravesite of Elsie just a few days ago. One of the songs she enjoyed. She knew what it meant. She wanted it sung when she passed on. It really is talking about how our spirit does not stay. It goes on to be with the Lord forever. And those who have loved the name of Jesus and are now with Him and with the Father in heaven. 749.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
When I die,
Thank you. I was going to ask that.
In the way of invitation this evening, will you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5? And I'll be reading to about 20 and then make a couple of comments. Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality and impurity, or an impurity or greed, must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For as you know with certainty, there is no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of God and or Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgrace even to speak of things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed to the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Make the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak one to another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks for all things in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Amen. As we go forth each and every day, our days are numbered. We all face stumbling blocks in our lives. As we walk, we look to God for our salvation. We do stumble, each and every one of us. I, as much as anybody in this room, I look forward to the grace and mercy of the God I serve. And knowing that he's there for me in no matter what trial I face, he will help me and lift me up. And I know that if there's any here in this room that need the grace and mercy of the God we serve, if they would stand and come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song, we can help you.
Let's sing together.
Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in. there.